You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's soon-to-be Energy Minister, Chris Bowen, today had to deliver some bad news for Australian households.
Today we have the Australian Energy Regulator's release of the new default market price. This is bad news for Australians who buy electricity in the markets impacted by today's decision.
The default offer set by the Australian Energy Regulator will see prices for residential customers rise between 8.5% and 14% in New South Wales, up more than 11% in southeast Queensland and 7% in South Australia. Victoria's regulator earlier in the week announced an increase of 5%. Here's the regulator's spokesperson, Justin Oliver.
It's mainly wholesale cost of supply, and the chief driver there, to be honest, is fuel. It's coal and gas, and it's very expensive right now, and it's been getting expensive for a while. And that's, you know, in no small part due to global events, what's happening in Europe, but also demand more generally.
About 10% of Australian households, 550,000 customers, pay the default price, which acts as a ceiling for energy providers. Most Australians are with other companies on cheaper rates, but they are likely to see even bigger percentage rises in the coming months. Bruce Mountain is with the Victoria Energy Policy Centre. He's warning businesses and households to expect a big increase in their bills this year.
Big customers right now, if they're going in the market, they're seeing a 50% increase. I should not be surprised if over the course of the coming year we see something similar for households. We haven't seen gas prices at their current level in Australia. They're still a bit cheaper than you're paying in Europe, but they are 2 to 3 times the highest that we've ever seen.
The new government is blaming its predecessor for the rise and is promising to invest in renewable energy. Here's Chris Bowen again.
The lack of energy policy, the lack of investment in new energy, the lack of investment in renewable energy, and the lack of transmission over the last 9 years means that Australians are paying more for electricity than they should be. The Morrison government may have been defeated on Saturday, but its legacy continues. And its legacy is higher power prices.
Geopolitical factors, including Russia's invasion of Ukraine, are also contributing to wholesale electricity and gas prices soaring. Prices have more than doubled in the last 12 months, and Bruce Mountain believes Australian households and businesses will see more price hikes in the coming year.
I think we could well end up with an electricity and energy price shock that's comparable to the 1973 oil crisis, which is really the biggest energy supply and price shock that we've experienced in Australia. I'm increasingly fearful that we are headed for that. I can't say for sure, but they're in that position in Europe.
It will put even more pressure on everyday Australians struggling with the rising cost of living.
The cost of living has gone up exponentially. Okay, we can blame it on COVID, we can blame it on Ukraine, we can blame it on whatever, but the simple fact of the matter is the cost of living has gone up, but the salaries haven't gone up incrementally.
That's obviously going to eat up into, like, probably, again, as they say, whatever percentage into our wages. So, yeah, that just makes it a little bit harder to move again when we're sort of scraping along a bit.
Yes, it's making things difficult. Everything's going up, and each time you open a paper, there's something else increasing.
The regulator is urging Australians to shop around for the best deal, and Justin Oliver from the Australian Energy Regulator says people should talk to their provider if they're experiencing financial difficulty.
Our advice to those consumers who find themselves in difficulty is to make contact with their retailer. Every retailer has to have a hardship policy which sets out how they will support and protect their customers who find themselves in difficulty. And one of our priorities is making sure those policies are effective and making sure that they are working.